Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, it's the Flash After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're breaking down season 3, episode 20, called I Know Who You Are.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
God, I should have been a singer.
No.
It's never too late.
Okay, fine. Hi, guys. It's the Flash After Show. How's everybody doing?
Swell.
Good to see everybody.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I Know Who You Are. This is the season 3, episode 20. I Know Who You Are. That's the last time I'll ever say it, I promise. Let's do some quick intros around the table, and then we'll get to the big reveal of the night / season. Tari, kick it off for us, please.
Yeah, I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. It's T-E-R-I-J-A-Y. And I know who you are, Tiana.
Oh.
But tell them.
I'm Tiana Hobson. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson. I don't know who either of these people are, so.
I'm Tari J.
I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. If you're watching live, Tiana is in the chat role on Twitter.
I think so.
Yeah, it's fine. If you are not watching live, we do this at 9:10-ish Pacific Standard Time. We'd love to see you next week. Okay, y'all, we got to jump right to the big reveal. Zoom got on his knees, bent down, his back opened up, and
It sounded really sexual for
out
a second.
Out twirled Barry Allen.
Yes.
With acne.
I mean, he's like a cyborg. Barry Allen. He's been through some things.
Okay. Yes. Tari.
Not really a cyborg, but like his face was kind of mutated.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not.
Well, he doesn't get a lot of like fresh air in there.
You know? That's what it is.
Right. Yeah.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only.
So I don't remember everything I say in life because I stand behind nothing I've ever said.
Of course.
I cannot actually remember if we predicted this or not, although I remember us having the debate.
Yes.
There was a big debate, and it was with the chat as well, where we saw because we watched with the subtitles on, and a few episodes back, it said, I am the future Flash, but we weren't sure if it was, I am the future Flash, or I am the future, Flash.
Right.
Two different meanings.
And clearly, now we know it's actually both.
Yes, it's both meanings.
Yes. Although our subtitles, I have to say, are not always accurate. In this case, though, like, seeing the words written, we now know that he is the future Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Tari, are you blown on your mind? Are you excited?
I'm really intrigued, because the main thing I really want to know is, like, how we got to this point, which I assume we'll spend the remainder of the season, like, leading up to it. It actually also really excited me because it reminded me of this this one very specific anime where this was, like, the big twist. I won't say the name, but essentially you have multi-dimensions and you have different versions of people from their own futures. And, like, the bad guy is a different version of the main character, while the main character is also fighting with a different version of himself from the future. So, like, I really enjoy this kind of thing because it's really sci-fi and kooky, and I love it. I had a small inkling it would be something like this last week when he was like, he killed most of the time remnants, mostly.
Oh, okay. Now I'm putting that together. Sorry, I'm a little slow.
He doesn't look that different from this current Barry Allen. So last week we were in 2024, was it, I believe?
Yes.
I'm wondering, like, how far out did that crazy long-haired Barry Allen turn into this guy? Because they're not that much older.
Well, clearly emo Barry, like, went deep, deep into some darkness and came out as evil Barry.
He probably did a lot of drugs, honestly. Maybe a drug pusher.
Does it work on speedsters? You'd have to take a lot of speed. Oh my god,
so much speed.
I see what you did.
Yeah.
I'm excited by this twist, though. I think it's, like you said, compelling.
Okay, so my initial reaction to it was, oh, really? But the longer I've sat here before the show, I'm actually excited that it is Barry Allen, because I was trying to figure out who it could be, because we knew it had to be someone from the inner circle, but in the year 2020, I'm marking off, I'm like, okay, we saw that Julian's still around on the team. We saw that Cisco's still there. We know Joe's around in HR. So I was running out of people. So then I was like, is it Cecile? Like, just don't know who else it could be. So I am kind of glad that they did do this little twist here, and I'm excited. I hope that it sets up for next season.
Yeah.
And what we could really get into.
This is just a lot of self-hatred. You know, like, no, like, and I mean it in, like, a very serious sense that Savitar hates with a desperate, like, nature this current Barry Allen. And that's a big circle to take.
Right.
To get through those feelings from where he is now.
Well, yes. He did, like, trap him in a prison for almost an eternity. It seemed like eternity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yes. If we're gonna jump into, like, the logistics of it, it seems like this was, for all intents and purposes, like, the original Barry Allen. And then all the Barry Allens that we've been following, like, the one that is our main character, and the future, like, emo Barry, are variations of this Flash's timeline. So, essentially, he went through something terrible, became Savitar, went back, and then essentially terrorized old Barry, killed Iris, essentially creating the events that caused him to become Savitar, and it becomes an endless cycle.
Oh, that makes more sense.
I need this. Can you draw this time? I'm a visual learner, guys. I follow it, but I'm also...
look at my fingers.
Okay.
All right, so... bloop, 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 bloop.
Okay, this is him going along his time. We have so many listeners, though.
And then, all right, so I'm going in a straight line, and then I double back, and that's him going to his...
to try and save his mom.
To try to go back in time. Okay. And then, essentially, bloop, 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 that causes, then at some point, he becomes Savitar, bloop, 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 kills Iris, bloop, 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 bloop. Despair causes him to become Savitar anyways. Bloop, bloop, bloop goes back in time, and it's a never-ending cycle.
Okay, I get it now.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Now you got it.
Yeah.
So, know what I am, just because little things annoy me, I'm most impressed by Savitar's memory, that he could say the verbatim words that Barry Allen was going to tell Killer Frost, and then tell it to Killer Frost.
Because I barely remember what I said on this show last week, let alone however many years it's been since he had to relive,
like, years.
It's been years. And
I can't even remember if we correctly predicted that he was the future Flash.
I don't think
we did. Let alone, like, the verbatim words.
Right. Yeah. Though, I mean, he has had a long time to run these scenarios, like, in terms of his own timeline. He's had a lot of time to run these scenarios back and forth in his head. And also, like, Flashes typically have an eidetic memory, also known as a photographic memory. Yeah. Because their brains run, like, so quickly. Like, you've seen Flash read a whole book and retain everything from the book in an instant. So, like, that piece of it...
So you're less bothered by this.
I'm way less bothered by it.
I'm seeing a lot of people in the chat saying that this bear, the evil Barry, is a time... if he's a time remnant, then, well, they're just saying that he's a time remnant. So if he's a time remnant, then if we were to kill him, it wouldn't have any effect on our current timeline trajectory, correct?
That's true.
Okay, just meant which one.
Oh, yeah, you can murder him. Okay. Which
if he is, in fact, a time remnant.
Right. Which I assume is where, if anything, is where the like conflict came about, in that time remnants are still, in effect, people. And they gave Zoom a bunch of guff for essentially sacrificing one of his time remnants. And so, and Barry did it at the end of last season, where he essentially let one of his time remnants die in order to save everyone from that singularity or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're really getting into, like, the nitty-gritty of the ethics of using time remnants.
You know, Davey in the chat says that the Flash's use of time travel has been a lot better than Legends of Tomorrow.
I think they just use it differently. Like, the Flash, there are definitely consequences, but, like, Legends of Tomorrow, it's just, they're just having fun.
It's only time travel.
They're just having fun. They're
Back to the Future. Yeah. All right, well, let's jump into the events of this. We saw the Killer Frost on the prowl. We've learned early on in the episode that she's definitely working with Savitar. Was this the first time we've seen her in that costume, Tari?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
I loved it. I don't know if you guys remember or if you were looking up, but I was like, new outfit, yeah! Because it looks really cool. It looks super cool.
Yeah, but I don't think you did all that, like, verbally. Oh, I would have heard you.
I think I probably just pointed to it, and in my head, I was going, yeah! You see that snowflake on her belt buckle? Dang, son!
Does any of you remember who is a costume designer for the show?
Not off the top of my
head. I asked because I'm going to make the statement that it's probably a man, because they put her in, like, 4-inch heels.
That is also
You cannot
true.
Kick butt in those hive shoes.
But all, well, not all, but most female superhero villains or whatever, they do it all in heels. So women are goddesses, and we can do anything, especially in a pair
of
heels.
It's true, yeah. Also, she doesn't
anything
really...
you can do, we can do better in heels.
I'm just saying her feet are going to
hashtag hurt. That was a good
Dang,
one.
Yeah.
Go Tiana, uh-huh. Pat on the
oh,
back.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I'll do that. Yeah. Yeah.
All's wells that ends wells.
Ooh.
I like that. I just think, like, you can't kick butt in that. Listen, okay, I think she looks awesome. I love that she's wearing, like, a really short skirt or shorts, and then it's, like, all long around her.
Yeah.
So it's not just, like, all, like, revealing, but I think it looks amazing.
I really like the outfit. I really like this new power that we got to see of hers.
So much
power.
She
was totally Frozone from The Incredibles. Just... You guys watched
The
Incredibles?
Oh, you mean using the
yeah,
trails?
Yeah, the trails yeah. and stuff. That was so cool.
Iceman also uses that.
Okay,
as
but
well.
I wanted to talk about The Incredibles
okay,
because
I'm sorry.
Disney Pixar.
It's the first time we've seen those powers from her. She's a very powerful person.
This is the first time we've really seen her embrace the Killer Frostness of her. We've seen the other Killer Frost from Earth 2. That was Earth 2, right?
Yes.
From Earth 2, be evil, but our Caitlin from Earth 1 has never really embraced it, so I think we're going to see a lot of new things from her.
Yeah. So there are two things. It's two things. I really want there to be, on the DVD or Blu-ray, whatever technology we're using now, a scene of Savitar sewing together that outfit.
Oh my god, are you reading my notes, Tari?
Oh, I am. And second of all, I also, as cool as her powers are, because they're amazing, and that scene of the chase was amazing, I also thought it was funny that she gave herself away by freezing only HR's copy. It made me laugh. But it ultimately led to a really sweet sequence, so I can't be mad.
I agree. No, but I was, like, waiting for the sequence where Savitar is like, now that you're crazy evil, like, we need to go shopping! And there's, like a makeover sequence, and you're like, oh, God. Yes.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Well, maybe that's
extreme evil makeovers!
And then you they buy that would. Wig. Listen, in dim lighting, her wig looks so much better. Like that white blonde. In bright lighting, it is less successful.
I disagree. I think she looks great all the time.
I just have a hard... I have a grudge against all TV wigs, because, oh my God, they're so bad.
Everyone wears wigs on TV.
How did you feel about Emo Barry's wig last week?
I was okay with it. Borderline okay with it.
It reminded of Jeff of himself in high school.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those pictures.
Oh, my guys, right? I had a Jufro. Yeah. I had not straight hair. Please. 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 Who has seen Anne Dudek before? Is that even say her last name? She plays Tracy Dudek. I love her so much. She's great. So happy she's sticking around.
Yeah.
She's been in a lot of stuff, and it's always like, you know, I feel like she's an underrated actress who, you know, maybe is not always the lead person that you're remembering, but she's, like, if I saw her walking down the street, I'd be like, hey, I know her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's basically like a character actress. Mm-hmm. And what I really enjoyed about her performance in this episode is that, like, she's typically a high status character. She's always someone who knows more than everyone else and is kind of in your face about it. And this time we got to see her be really vulnerable and unsure of herself. And, like, she got to play a genius, which I think was really awesome. Like, mm-hmm. in-house, she got to play a really smart doctor. But to see her also be able to pull off physicist was amazing as well.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I think I'm excited to see her kind of character growth from this bumbly, like, oh my God, I love science, but I can save the world, to be like, look, I just saved the world! Give me accolades! I'm excited for that.
And I'm excited to see her and HR interact some more.
Ooh. Oh my word.
I know everyone hates when I talk about ships in the show, but
is there something going on between them?
HR was definitely trying to hit it.
Oh, okay, Tiana, we have to ask, what is her ship name?
I haven't figured that out. Tracy?
Tracy.
Tracer.
It's like the Hollywood Reporter.
Oh,
THR.
THR.
Or Blant. Bland or Blant?
Or Wellsy?
Brant.
Okay, we could go by last
name. H. Brant.
Anyway, I mean, it's too soon to say that they're going to be anything official or anything like that, but I just loved their interactions tonight in HR with his flirting and, you know, when she orders the Zoom coffee and she's all into coffee, he's like, marry me.
Tyler in the chat says, he's a player.
He is a player, but we don't see him getting much, He usually gets cock-blocked at some point.
Well,
last week when he was going to have a threesome and then Barry showed up in the future.
That is because people get scared away by his drumsticks and he never puts down. They're like, you have to, like...
The drumsticks are hot.
He's, like, crawling in a bed butt-ass naked and just holding these, like, two drumsticks. Being like, I'm coming for you. Come here.
They're
that's
just
all
to,
that
they're just
to
give the...
That was a really good
ooh,
impression.
I like Tracer.
Yeah. Tracer. Tracer's good.
I like it spelt out.
Tracer. You just want him to Tracer you.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll always know where you are. He'll always follow.
Where I lead, he will follow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For wherever you will go, forever and ever.
Amen.
He'll always love you.
Okay. When we were having a couple fight scenes with Killer Frost to save Tracy, mm-hmm. with two or three, why did the Flask jump in front of the ice that she was throwing each time instead of moving people?
Pushing them away.
Or pushing them away.
I think narratively it had to happen. But it was like, yes, I also was kind of curious why he felt he had to get in the front of them. Because the first time he moves Tracy out of the way. But from then on, he like dives in front.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, again, I get from a narrative standpoint in that he has to be taken out in order for Cisco to have that moment, or for him to get stabbed and then to get Tracy back. In the other moment, he has to get taken out so that they can get Killer Frost's blood and we can have that sweet moment with Cisco. But like, I think from a logic standpoint, which we're working with TV logic,
Also, it had a lot of the fights tonight were about Cisco holding back and not being prepared to fight against his friend and being scared to hurt her and whatnot. So I think that's why you had to take Barry out of the picture so that we could see that Cisco was hesitating.
Yeah. I really liked that Cisco actually had like more power than her.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they squared off, he actually won.
Because his is out of love. Aww. It comes from a place of love.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It traverses time, Jeff.
I don't want to talk about
love. Traverses time.
All we have in life is love.
Yeah, love is all you need.
Love is all you need.
Love heals.
Love, love, love.
Do do do.
Love, love, love.
Do do do. Do.
Love, love, love,
love.
All right, that's enough. We're gonna get a copyright.
No one wanted to.
All right, tell me this.
Love actually.
After the show, Tracy and HR were talking, and he was feeding her lines of, you're going to save the world, you know, you need to create this Speed Force thing, I'm going to name it the Speed Force. That's like changing the future, right? Or is he giving her the ideas? I was trying to figure out if they're writing into the future that he had changed it. Because before that, she did not have a word for Speed Force.
Right. Well, that brings up an interesting question. It's the same thing that we got in season one, where Barry told Sisko about the lighter suit, which in turn caused him to create a lighter suit. So there is a chance that in this timeline, that the Speed Force didn't exist except for when she finally, like, fulfills her research, because we've gotten the Speed Force from Eobard Thawne, who is from the future. We've heard it from, I mean, people in Earth 2, but they were a lot more advanced with both metas and Speed Force technology. And so we've also gotten it from, like, the Speed Force itself, which exists all throughout time, and we've also gotten it from Jay Garrick, who is a fully fledged Flash. So, like, in this timeline, no one on this Earth, other than people from the future and other Earths, have used that term up until now. So she could have been the one to originally have coined it, and it just kind of flew backwards into our reality.
Okay. Wow.
Tara, you keep hitting me with the stuff where, like, I have to really pay attention and use my brain.
At one point, we are questioning HR's intentions and motives. No. Do you think that we are being made to trust him more because they're trying to throw us off? Because I feel like it's now fairly cemented that he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way that he could do bad. He's just, like, he's not an evil type character.
He's sweet.
He just writes his little novels about the team, and he's just a goofball walking around some drumsticks.
It's a really interesting way that they've kept this actor on the show. You know, every season he's played a new person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He plays a different version of the same character, and I think that's great. And, you know, kudos to them for making it fresh every season, too.
Yeah. I think that he probably was like, oh, I've played all these characters already, like, how am I going to make this one different? Do you mind if I hold these drumsticks?
The drumsticks are like lightning rods for his character. He's struck with inspiration every time.
They're like Caitlyn's necklace that, like, keeps her power inside her. Mm-hmm. He has to hold these to keep them human.
Ooh, so can we talk about Caitlyn for a little bit and her powers?
Oh, I don't want to.
I just have a question that I was really trying to figure out, because when we finally knocked her out and Sisko went over and was drawing her blood, the thing that came to my head, and correct me if I'm wrong, so Julian had created that necklace that she was wearing to keep the powers, like, hidden. Mm-hmm. So since she was knocked out, could they have put another necklace around her to turn her back into regular Caitlyn? Or is it too far gone that necklace isn't going to work anymore?
She broke the necklace, so they don't have...
I mean, should be working on a new one.
I mean, yeah. He should be.
But would it work?
If we had one.
Do we think it would work?
I think it would work. I mean... Yeah, I definitely think it will work, but it's a temporary solution that, as we've seen. Yes.
Is there any precedence in the comics where she learns to control her powers and is a good person instead of evil?
What it seems to me, and I like talking before Tari because he's always right, and then I feel stupid saying what I was going to say. What it seems to me is that some metas, when they got their powers, it were evil powers.
Oh.
And some metas got powers that were good powers, because I mean, most of the metas we've seen have been thieves, and that's when they got their powers, and so that's why they're evil. So I'm thinking it's more of the power itself that has made her evil, and so it's an evil power in her because it's bred out of fear instead of out of love like Cisco's was.
Oh,
but now Tari's going to debunk everything I just said, so take it away.
So it's not, I mean, like Charmed, where like the witch has 24 hours to choose good or bad.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, totally. Tari, I get that reference.
Tari, what are you going to say?
I mean, I get it. I just don't know if the right answer is.
I'm not debunking, but traditionally she was a villainous character. She had full control of her powers. It wasn't like a split personality thing. It's just who she was. She was she was basically a criminal until she met and fought with Firestorm, who over time they fell in love and she became less evil, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the comics, they meet after the fact.
Right.
Whereas in our version, they've already met and that's played out, as we've seen.
Correct.
Interesting. So there's a precedence for a softening.
Yes.
If she can find the right person to soften her, which maybe it's Julian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or maybe Julian thinks it's him.
I would be disappointed if we didn't have Caitlin Snow anymore on the show.
I know some people like her as Caitlin, others prefer her as Killer Frost. I'm one that prefers her as Caitlin.
I 100% agree.
I would like a hybrid of the two. I feel like they've underutilized Caitlin for a while. Like, I think at the beginning of the season, I talked about how she's essentially always falling in love with the person of the season, which is a bummer because she's a genius scientist, and she helps sometimes, but they don't really give her a lot to work with. And I feel like having her with powers and, like, being more, I guess, chaotic good or even like chaotic neutral would be really interesting in that it's her trying to use her powers and trying to use it for good, but not necessarily being chaotic evil like she is now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, I specifically feel this reason because we had Cisco, who for two seasons was like the heart of the show. He was this, like, lovely, like, gluey, binding agent between everybody. And he was, like, this warmth personality. And with this new Cisco that we have this season, after the time... what's it called? After,
The Flashpoint?
Flashpoint.
Mm-hmm.
He's different. And I do not personally enjoy this Cisco as much. He's fine. He's great. I love watching him. But the old Cisco was just a joy. And he livened up every scene, and now we don't have that energy in the show, in my personal opinion.
Oh, but when I said the emo Cisco wasn't fun, I got blamed for saying, like, oh, he's in mourning, Tiana, be sensitive about Cisco.
Okay, but you have to understand that you're a woman and sexism exists, so anything you say is just going to be, like, taken like that.
First of all...
Thank you.
We gave both of you guff. second of all, I disagree with Jeff. In that, and I guess I technically disagree with both of you.
You're allowed to.
Second, mostly Jeff, because you recanted previously.
Thank
Don't
you.
Back down.
No, she's never already backed down.
I said that he has gotten better this half of the season.
He has, but he was the heart of the ocean / show, and now he's gone.
Well,
he's not gone. He just has more layers.
Like a smaller heart.
Smaller
work. What?
Is he the Grinch?
I think that joy is missing from the show that the previous Cisco had.
Nope, hang on. I just saw it in the chat. Who are you? What? Mystic Lightning just said the Flash has gone a lot darker, and I think because the feel of the show has gone darker, they had to dial back on Cisco a little bit.
Well,
and you had HR there with his drumsticks who, you know, you can't have too much craziness happening.
I was going to say, like, I think that the wackiness has been spread throughout the different people. Like, it's not consolidated into one person. So before, we had very specific archetypes. We had the smart scientist. We had the kooky scientist.
Yeah.
We had the mentor character. We had the father figure. We had the love interest. And then as we've essentially gone through the different seasons, we've really broken out of those schemas and let our characters be basically real people.
I think that is exactly right. I think that I specifically miss Cisco's wackiness because he did it so well.
Right.
And I miss Cisco the Namer. Yeah. That was so fun was hearing him come up with the names, and like he enjoyed it so much, and that was awesome to see.
We haven't had that many new villains this season. I feel like most of it has been about Savitar.
Yeah.
So he just hasn't even. Well, we had a couple that he named, but it was. It's not like it has been in past season, where almost every episode you're getting Sisko coming up with a quick.
Yeah.
I think Abracadabra already had the name.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. A lot of them this season have already come through, especially because a lot of them were coming from either different points in time or different Earths and things of that sort. Already had their names established. So he, like, because there was that one scene where HR was like, this thing. And he's like, yo, naming's my thing, bro.
Yeah, it was just fun. No, it was not the massive part of the show. No, I'm not. It doesn't ruin the show for me, but I miss it.
Yeah, no, and there's a lot of people in the chat who agree with you. And
thank God.
And I do miss it, too. They're just saying that, you know, Emote Sisko, he's not, you know, as happy as he used to be. But I also understand, as the show's mood kind of changes, the characters are going through stuff.
Yeah.
But I am seeing a little bit more of that Sisko that I missed in the first half of the season coming back. That's why I'm like, oh, okay, like, we're getting back to it. He's finding his way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of coming back, we had Wally come back at the end of the episode from Earth 3.
Wally.
He was getting it in, guys. He was over there.
It was poor timing.
Was it, though? I mean, sometimes, hey, you got a midterm, but you gotta go visit your girlfriend who's a long distance, and so you go over and you hang out with your girlfriend for the weekend, and then you come back Sunday night and do all your midterms.
This is the worst metaphor you've had in 3 seasons. This is from somebody who does not do good metaphors. Remember when people were so mad when I was comparing someone to, like, placenta? Okay.
It was too specific.
Okay, listen. Wally would have been so helpful. Was he there? And a part of me thinks that the writers were just like, oh my god, like, we just can't, like, have Savitar and Killer Frost ruin the day if Wally can also help out. Get him out of here.
I don't know. I felt like maybe the actor was busy that week and he needed some time off.
He's a series regular in a TV show.
I know, but maybe he was shooting something else.
Maybe he was going to rehab.
He was shooting all the promos for the show that week, and so he couldn't commit.
I heard he does a lot of drugs.
I mean,
I just made that up.
Yeah, don't start rumors.
Yeah, seriously. He had a very stressful week. He had to help Barry get to the future. Then he found out he becomes a paraplegic. He's like, yo, I gotta release some stress. I'm gonna go over to Earth 3, do some snogging for a second, and then I'm gonna come back.
So
don't worry about it.
To my midterm. I'll finish my midterm in a second.
Yeah. You know, finding Caitlin Snow is the midterm. If that wasn't clear in my metaphor.
Yeah. Wow. One of the things I loved was Tracy's, how smart she was, but her explanation of Speed Force and the using of the suits on Savitar's own suit, the velocity there to contrap him.
Yeah.
Everything that she said made perfect sense. I don't know if it did, but I felt like it did. You know, as a viewer, I was like, yes, Tracy, keep talking, please.
Yeah, she sold it really well.
Yeah, and I liked that she was an outsider who had figured this out.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't someone from the team, so she's over here thinking that she's crazy because no one else believes her. And she's like, well, this is what I'm talking about, this is what I'm thinking. And it's like, oh, she found her people.
Yeah.
You know, these are her people. God. This is where she fits in.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah.
Aww.
I think there's one of the issues that we keep running against with time travel and having so many massive powers is that it makes the opportunities unlimited for fixing problems and for also killing people. So at the very end when Zoom was talking to...
Savitar.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about season 2 now. Zoom's
the coffee that we order now from Jitters.
Which is real weird that you would name... a drink after a guy who terrorized. That would be like going to a cafe and then being like, oh, would you like a bin Laden latte? Bin latte?
Bin latte.
Hashtag bin latte.
You know, I'm going to do like an icy Hitler today, actually, if it's okay. I completely agree. Like, I don't know, Zoom was like a very black, maybe it's like a black coffee. Not racist.
Well, if I order an orange juice now, can I just call it a Trump?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, you may.
Okay, so back to my point. It's very hard as the viewers watching this when Savitar zooms in and gets Caitlyn's body and says goodbye to Barry Allen and says, like, don't forget to vote the election. He just zooms away and says, we'll finish this later.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard not to think he's mighty and all-powerful. Why not just kill him there? Why not punch him in the face?
That's not the point. The point is he wants to kill Iris. Wait. And that wasn't the moment when everything needed to go down. He doesn't want to kill Barry Allen. He wants to harm him and destroy him from the insides out.
Sure.
He's going for the long haul. He's going for the long game here. You're thinking short game. He's going long haul.
We have three more episodes. Of course I'm doing shorter.
Did you mean why Barry doesn't kill Savitar or why Savitar doesn't kill Barry?
Savitar. Okay. Savitar is in his suit and all powerful.
Yes, but you can't kill a past version of yourself. Like, they explicitly make Caitlyn say, Savitar says I can't kill you, so I guess I gotta just maim ya. Which, I would also like to see the scene where Savitar, right after Barry gets stabbed, looks at his leg and is like, damn it, Caitlyn! Because it makes me laugh. Scar tissue, baby. But yeah, you wouldn't want to kill yourself. You would just want to maim yourself until it's time for you to become yourself.
That's a lot of yourself.
Yourself! Be yourself!
I agree. Okay, the last thing we need to talk about is the big relationship between Cecile and Joe. I was going to say James Lott, who is another host of After Us. So a different person. Okay. Yep.
And he's definitely on this show.
Joe and Cecile.
Yeah.
When they were opening up this the episode and she's like, I love you. I was like, I didn't know we were there yet. And then Joe's like, I didn't know we were there yet. I was like, oh, thank God I didn't miss something. I was like, are they sleeping? I liked that Barry gave him the go-ahead to tell her the secrets.
Yeah.
And then he told him the secret. We just didn't need this other trope that this show's done 9 times of like, ugh, they're gonna find out. So I'm like, please tell her, yes. And then they broke up.
Yes.
She almost died. Until they got back together.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Tari's lost in thought. What's going on?
I liked that he was trying to protect her and then realized that, like, it's dumb. Because he's told Barry not to do that a million times. And then, like, at a certain point, he was like, oh, wait, I'm wrong. I like this girl, and I need to tell her. And I love the, like, really tender moment we got when he finally, like, tells her that he loves her and that she's everything. Like, it touched my heart in a way that I haven't been touched before.
I think that's really lovely.
In my heart.
By myself. I agree. And I also like that that he said, I love you at the end, and took off his ring.
Oh,
yes. That's a lovely
Taking
symbol.
Taking off the ring is a big step there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Because I also kind of, like, the ring's so much a part of Joe that I see the ring every week, but I never thought about the fact that he's still wearing his ring in a relationship with this girl. And it's been years since, you know, everything went down, and even some more years since, you know, she came back in his life and he found out he had a son. And so in my mind, it's like, I saw the ring, but like the ring was just a part of his it's a part of Joe.
Right.
Never thought of it as anything else. But I know. It's going to be weird looking at his hand now with no ring.
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to get a new one soon. You know what I'm saying?
When he slipped it off and was like, West. Listen, we got to talk. I was like, don't propose with that ring.
That would be great. He's like, I don't have time to buy another one, so here's this ring. We'll be wed.
What is their ship name? Jaseel? Seal Joe.
Seal Joe.
Jaseel.
I like Jaseel.
Jaseel.
Great. We'll book it on Jaseel, and we will move to some predictions.
Cool.
Okay? Is that okay with everybody?
That's cool.
Tiana,
don't start with me because I had a really good one and then you guys kept talking and I couldn't write it down fast enough and I forgot, so now I have to remember.
Tiana, why don't you go after Tari?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, totally. So, I think that We're going to have a real sweet, sweet confrontation between Savitar and Barry present.
Like sweet, cool, not sweet, sentimental.
I think both. I think that instead of having a big, giant brawl between the two of them where they're just punching each other in the face, I feel like I would really like it if the idea was to try to bring Savitar Barry back from the brink of despair. So that's a thing.
Wow.
I also, I'm going to predict that that Tracy will become a regular part of the series.
He's reading my notes.
Am I? I think that Tracy is going to leave next episode, and Savitar is going to eat her brain.
Wow.
A zombie now.
He's a zombie now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think, Tiana?
Well, I think that I would love to have Tracy as a part of the team, but if that happened, I feel like the team's getting... Well, I guess we lost Caitlin, kind of, so there's room for her. I was going to say we might have to lose someone, but we lost Caitlin. So I would like to see Tracy as part of the team. I also would like for them to, before we get to this big fight, at least tell us what happened in Savitar's future life that's so terrible that he would kill Iris. Because, I mean, Barry Allen and Iris West are, you know, Ebony and Ivory. They're just meant for each other. So what drastically changes his whole mentality that he's willing to travel back in time and kill the love of his life?
I agree. I think that's a great point.
That's a deep moral issue he's got there. And Tari loves moral issues.
I love them so much.
Yeah. They're like a turn on for him.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
You talk about moral
I'm
issues
like,
all the time.
Oh, ethics. Yeah.
He could tattoo it on his left wrist. Not the right one. I think that's a great point.
Oh, and...
I think... Yeah.
Sorry. And what about Jay? Are we going to go back to the... Are we going to try and get him out of there? Are we going to just send Savitar back in there so he can eventually get out? But
are we?
What's going to happen to Jay? Is he just accepting his fate and staying in the Speed Force forever and ever and ever?
No idea.
Oh, I also had a revelation. We have a piece of Savitar's suit in the lab, and I think that they're going to use that piece of the suit to help advance Tracy's trap.
Yes, because she said that he uses it to contain it at the friction.
Wow. Yeah,
a lot of friction going on. And who made his suit? Who is he working with that he got that?
The Seven Dwarfs.
Maybe.
I think that we've been saying this for a while, but I think when it comes to the hero's journey, that the mentor has to die. I think that they're setting it up for. I'll be devastated for Joe West to die. And that is my grand prediction for this season.
Oh, that's a big one.
Because they're setting him up to now have the love of his life, a new one. He's in this lovely place. I think that, like, I could see that happening. And it's, like, the thing I want least to happen ever.
Yeah. This just in, Joe West too happy, must die.
Exactly. This has been so much fun.
Yeah.
We will see everybody next week back on Tuesday. Tari, where can the good people find you until next week?
You can find me at Tari J. It's TariJay. Also here at AfterBuzz TV on the ABTV DC CW Slate.
Yeah. That was a lot of letters.
Yep.
Just, what about you, Tiana?
You can find me at the Tiana Hobson and also here at AfterBuzz TV doing Vampire Diaries, it's over. The Originals and Once Upon a Time.
Fantastic. And I tweet and Instagram from Jeff Masters 1. I also have an interview series called LGBTQ&A. We interview different queer and trans and everything else, people on the show. It's weekly. Yesterday, we had this awesome guest named Matt Baum. The year before that, with Cleve Jones. He worked with Harvey Milk. That's a cool thing. We will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.